Turkmenistan bans New Year celebrations. By John Hayward on December 30, 2022. The authoritarian government of Turkmenistan, which normally holds exuberant New Year celebrations, this week ordered residents of the capital city of Ashgabat to ramp down their festivities, banned state companies from holding New Year's parties, ordered restaurants to shut down by 9 p.m., and even banned parties in private homes. Radio Free Europe, RFE, on Friday noted the authorities gave no explanation for their sudden change in attitude. Citizens were baffled by the killjoy orders, which could do considerable damage to the restaurant and entertainment sectors, not to mention crushing the morale of a dear nation. A restaurant owner in Mary City, the provincial capital, told RFE/RL on December 26 that the restrictions have hurt businesses and their employees. "It doesn't make any sense. These are the days when people want to hold private gatherings for New Year's in restaurants and banquet halls," the businessman said on condition of anonymity. He said the New Year's celebrations are one of the few occasions for people to have fun in Turkmenistan, a poverty-stricken country where the government controls all aspects of people's lives. "State employees end their work at 6 p.m., and they usually come to restaurants by 8 p.m. but we have to start closing the restaurant at 8:30 p.m. nowadays. So we have to demand that they leave the restaurant before they even manage to order their food," the businessman added. Local correspondents reported a heavy police presence on the streets, apparently assigned to harass citizens who play loud music or host forbidden parties. State companies warned employees they would lose their jobs if they violated the fun ban. Some have linked the restrictions to safety concerns. Last year, 4 people were killed and 30 wounded when homemade fireworks exploded in front of a crowd in Lebap, RFE observed. Other Turkmen wondered if the government was quashing New Year celebrations to placate strict Muslim clerics who regard non-Islamic holiday festivals as sinful, or to put more distance between modern Turkmenistan and its Soviet Union past. Many of Turkmenistan's year-end holiday traditions were imported by the Soviets, including New Year mascots Father Frost and the Snow Maiden, who are reminiscent of Santa and Mrs. Claus, except the youthful Snow Maiden is Father Frost's granddaughter, not his wife. Also, Father Frost carries a hefty staff and looks like he might know how to use it. The Soviet influence also caused Turkmenistan to move its New Year holiday to January 1 instead of the traditional March 21. In older times, Turkmen celebrated the New Year with the coming of spring. Until this year, the festivities on either the old or new dates were extravagant, featuring carnivals, fireworks, and gifts. Many aspects of the Christmas holiday in other nations are pushed into New Year's in Turkmenistan, including decorated holiday trees. On Thursday, Turkmenistan President Sardar Berdimuhamedov signed a decree moving the official New Year holiday from January 1 to January 2, which falls on a Monday this year. The decree stated the official national day off was moved in order to create favorable conditions for the celebration of the New Year and a good holiday. Parties and restaurant revelry might be restricted this year for unclear reasons, but the government of Turkmenistan promised on Tuesday that New Year street fairs would proceed as normal, complete with holiday food, beverages, and treats.